The floods were provoked by 4 days of heavy rains following a devastating cyclone which hit Balochistan and Sindh on June 23rd. Official figures put the number of homeless people at more than 100,000. About 300 people are reported dead, with many more still missing. The UN Children's Fund says 3 out of 4 people affected by the floods are children and women. It says at least 300,000 of the affected children are under the age of 5. It says some of these children have lost their homes and they are exposed to extremely high temperatures. UNICEF spokeswoman Véronique Tavo says the children have limited access to clean water. This, she says, puts them at particular risk of infectious diseases, epidemics, and of becoming malnourished.
That's why at the moment UNICEF is pre-positioning, organizing all the distribution of the kits that we need for that not to happen. And we are closely monitoring the situation together with WHO, together with WFP, in order to work in one way and to organize ourselves so that all what the population needs will be there when it's needed.
Tavo says the UN agencies are presently conducting an assessment mission to evaluate the needs. Balochistan and Sindh are among the poorest provinces in Pakistan. This makes children and women there particularly vulnerable to natural disasters. UNICEF says 1 out of 10 infants dies before his or her first year of age. It reports 40% of children under the age of 5 are underweight, and maternal mortality is twice the country's average. Tavo says UNICEF is worried that children will suffer from lack of food, safe water, and medicine. Another big problem, she says, is that of separated or unaccompanied children.
We don't know exactly how many orphans we have and or how many children have been still looking for their parents, because the situation is quite chaotic and it's quite difficult to reach those two regions. We can only go there by helicopters. The road that closed because of the floods. So the situation there is not very easy at the moment.
Tavo says children who have no one to protect them are at an increased risk of trafficking, exploitation, and abuse. She says girls and children of female-headed households also suffer from discrimination. They experience more difficulties in getting basic humanitarian services. UNICEF says money from the appeal will be used to improve water, sanitation, and hygiene. It says it will provide special nutritional feeding to try to prevent children from becoming malnourished. Two other priority areas include education and child protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.